This is GMJ audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Any JM images show advanced diabetic eye disease progression and treatment response. Editorially reviewed by Pravgyorgy Pakhadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. New clinical images published in the New England Journal of Medicine demonstrate the progression and treatment response of proliferative diabetic retinopathy, showing characteristic neovascularization of the optic disc. The case highlights how advanced diabetic eye disease manifests and responds to current therapeutic interventions. Key takeaways: proliferative diabetic retinopathy causes abnormal blood vessel growth on the optic disc. Clinical imaging reveals characteristic neovascularization patterns in advanced disease. Treatment response can be monitored through sequential ophthalmologic examination. 463 million adults worldwide have diabetes, with diabetic retinopathy affecting up to 35% of patients. Global diabetic retinopathy prevalence by region. Percentage of diabetic patients developing retinopathy 2019 data: Sub-Saharan Africa 35.9, Middle East North Africa 31.2, South Southeast Asia 28.4, Europe 24.1, North America 18.7. Source: International Diabetes Federation 2019. Georgian Medical Journal News. Understanding Diabetic Retinopathy Progression. Proliferative diabetic retinopathy represents the most severe form of diabetic eye disease, characterized by the formation of new blood vessels, neovascularization, on the retina and optic disc. According to the World Health Organization, diabetic retinopathy is a leading cause of blindness among working-age adults globally. The condition develops when chronic hyperglycemia damages retinal blood vessels, leading to ischemia and the release of vascular growth factors. This process triggers the formation of fragile new blood vessels that can hemorrhage and cause vision loss. Clinical imaging reveals disease characteristics. The NEJM case demonstrates how ophthalmologic examination can reveal the characteristic appearance of neovascularization. These abnormal blood vessels typically appear as delicate, tortuous structures arising from the optic disc or retinal surface. Fundus photography and fluorescein angiography remain essential tools for documenting disease progression and treatment response. The clinical significance of these imaging findings guides therapeutic decision-making and monitoring strategies. Treatment approaches and monitoring. Current therapeutic approaches for proliferative diabetic retinopathy include anti-VEGF injections, laser photocoagulation, and vitrectomy surgery in severe cases. The FDA has approved multiple anti-VF agents for treating diabetic macular edema and proliferative disease. Regular ophthalmologic monitoring allows clinicians to assess treatment response and adjust therapy accordingly. Early detection and intervention remain crucial for preventing irreversible vision loss in diabetic patients. Public health implications. The rising global prevalence of diabetes makes diabetic retinopathy an increasingly important public health concern. Research published in global health journals emphasizes the need for systematic screening programs and improved access to specialized eye care. Healthcare systems must develop strategies to identify at-risk patients and provide timely intervention. This includes training primary care providers to recognize early signs and establishing referral pathways to ophthalmology specialists. Proliferative diabetic retinopathy affects approximately 7% of patients with diabetes, duration greater than 20 years. American Academy of Ophthalmology Clinical Guidelines, Ophthalmology, 2019. What this means for patients: diabetic patients should undergo annual eye examinations and maintain optimal glucose control to prevent retinopathy progression. For clinicians, primary care providers should ensure regular ophthalmology referrals for diabetic patients and emphasize glycemic control importance. For policymakers, healthcare systems need accessible diabetic retinopathy screening programs and specialist care pathways. Frequently asked questions: what causes diabetic retinopathy to progress to the proliferative stage? Chronic high blood glucose damages retinal blood vessels, causing ischemia and triggering growth factor release. This leads to abnormal new blood vessel formation on the retina and optic disc, Can proliferative diabetic retinopathy be reversed? While the condition cannot be completely reversed, early treatment with anti-VEGF therapy or laser photocoagulation can halt progression and preserve vision. Some neovascularization may regress with appropriate treatment. How often should diabetic patients have eye examinations? The American Diabetes Association recommends annual comprehensive eye examinations for most diabetic patients. Those with existing retinopathy may require more frequent monitoring as determined by their ophthalmologist. The NEJM case underscores the importance of continued research into diabetic retinopathy pathophysiology and treatment approaches. As diabetes prevalence continues rising globally, developing more effective therapies and screening strategies will be essential for preventing vision loss in affected populations. Source: Neovascularization of the Disc in Proliferative Diabetic Retinopathy.